Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Angela Smith is here. Angela is a new friend. She's a graduate of Grambling State. She was the first ROTC cadet to receive a commission in the nursing corps. That's one thing she and I have in common. Not the nursing thing, but the ROTC commission thing. We got that in common. She's a certified registered nurse anesthetist. Say that three times real fast. And with a doctor in nurse anesthesia. And she's the author of Behind Closed Doors, one of her books. And another one called Diana's Story. She's our new friend, Dr. Angela Smith. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, by the way, from one fellow ROTC grad to another, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I was commissioned before your mother was born, though. So it was a long time ago. So
what was your commission? What did you get commissioned as?
Infantry.
Army. Infantry.
Army
okay.
Infantry. Yeah.
11 Bravo. Cool.
Yeah, 11 Bravo, 5 Papa. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Well, the 5 Papa came later, right? The airborne thing
came
later.
Yeah, so you did jump out of airplanes. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, a lot of one-way tickets, exactly. So, all right, Angela, your beat is the urban scene. You're paying attention to what's going on in the urban community, and you talk about in your books, you talk about the disparities within the urban community and what it's tied to. Will you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I have a theory that all of the things that we see in the urban community, the violence, the drugs, poor education, I think all of those things are tied to poverty. I believe that in the absence of poverty, ghettos will become obsolete. And so until we fix the poverty issue, we're going to continue to see things like we have in Chicago, the violence, the
killing. Chicago is a war zone.
It is.
It's absolutely nothing less than a war zone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a war zone. And it just goes back to generations of poverty.
All right, so let me ask you a question. What do you think has caused this poverty? What do you think the source is?
So it's like this. The best analogy I have for it is the rat theory. The scientists in Chicago, actually, many years ago, did an experiment with a bunch of rats in a cage. He put food at the top of the cage, and all of the rats were at the bottom of the cage, and there was a door on the side. Instead of the rats going out of the door to find food, they ended up killing each other by climbing on top of each other.
Right.
And so I just feel like when you get into a closed space where there's no option, there's nothing, no opportunity, you start killing each other, and you don't want to go out of the door because you don't know what's outside the door.
Well, I'm going to try to conduct this interview the best I can, but I have to tell you, I'm a white man, and I'm a white man who my friends will tell you I'm not a racist person. I want everybody to succeed. I've worked too hard on my show and in my career to give everybody an opportunity. I have been a victim of quotas. I've been passed over because I wasn't a black man. In my career. So I've had the reverse discrimination thing happen to me before a long time ago. But the thing is, so when I ask these questions, I'm asking partially as an objective reporter, but also you could say I'm asking them from, I'm representing the white folks in this country and the white society. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When you say what you just said, if that is true, isn't it improper then for people like Sharpton and people like that to blame the problems with black community on white people?
Well, so I don't know. Al Sharpton, there's a place in this world for Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is good for raising awareness about things that people wouldn't otherwise know. I don't really have a use for anybody like Jesse Jackson. I don't really agree with some of the things and his tactics for doing things. I don't like having.
Well, I'm sorry I brought Al Sharpton up too, because he's really not. He's really more of a flashpoint. My point is this: what you just described is a door is open. There's food outside, but instead of working together and going outside to get that food, we hurt each other. When black people are shooting black people, why is that the fault of everyone else? Why isn't the black community focusing on that and getting that community's house in order instead of blaming it on other people? Which is how I see it happening.
You'd have to go all the way back to the person who created the project, the system of grouping people together in a housing area in order to keep them away from other people, from white people.
Which gets us to the Great Society of the 60s.
Yes, that was probably one of the worst things that ever happened to
us. I agree with that 100%. Because in 1960, the statistics shows that there were more broken white families than black families.
More
black fathers in homes with their mother and the children than the percentage wise than there were in the white community.
Yeah, and when they said that you can move into the project and that your husband can't come. If you're a single black woman with kids, you can move over here and pay just a little rent, and you can be okay. But you can't have a man living with you. That is what destroyed the black family.
Wasn't that a form of racism? In trying to help black people, wasn't that a form of racism?
It was.
It was saying that the black community could not fend for itself.
Exactly. And so you put us in a box, and now that's where we are. And if that's all you know, then how do you evolve? How do you rise above something that you don't know about? Right. How do you get yourself out of a situation when you're not familiar with anything?
Do you have an idea about how the black community can solve its own problems on its own? Do you have a way of doing that?
Yes.
I want you to tell us about that after this break. Have you got a website, Angela?
Yes, at www.alsmithbooks.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.